Then, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Tshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah, Ma'avir Nezira HaGzeirah. Through these three mitzvahs, of doing Tshuva, of davening and giving Tzedakah, remove the evil decree, the Ra HaGzeirah. Yom Kippur is approaching. No longer able to do tzedakah. So we have left with tshuva and tefillah. All day long, daven five times, we all say al chait, we're combining tefillah and tshuva together. There's one time a year, the Kohen Gadol enters into the Kodesh Kodashim. On one day, he enters into the Kodesh Kodashim. He brings the Kafu Machta, he brings in the hot coals and the Ketores, and puts them together, and the Kodesh Kodashim is filled with smoke. And he has one time a year, one chance to say a tefillah on behalf of all the Am Yisrael. Tshuva we're doing all day. We're bringing Karbanos, the Shnei Seirin, we're throwing a goat off the cliff. We're shechting another goat. We're shechting a par. We're sprinkling blood. But he just davened one time on that day. And the davening has to be very short. Not only is it one time, but it has to be very, very short. Because the other Kohen would be concerned if he doesn't return that maybe he has died, didn't make it in the Kodesh Kodashim. They have to go in and send someone inside to take him out. So there's one time a year, just a few moments he gets to daven. There's a story the Gemara tells us that one time a person took too long and they started to get very scared. They're about to enter in to retrieve the dead body. And the Kohen Gadol walks out. And they said to him, why did you daven for so long? So he says, Kasha Beinechem, is it so hard for you? Shispalalti Aleichem, I was davening on your behalf, for you the Kohanim and Am Yisrael. And the Beis HaMikdash, that it shouldn't be destroyed. They said, Al Tihi Ragulasos Kain, don't be accustomed to do this. Because you have a custom, you have a Masorah, Lohaya Marech Betivaso Kadesh Lohavis as Yisrael, you're scaring the rest of us if you don't show up. You have just a few moments. And because of the concern that the Kohen Gadol might be too long, they dictated the text of the tefillah. And the text of the tefillah is as follows. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, who is known to write tefillos elsewhere in Shas, he explained that the nusach of the tefillah is that it shouldn't cease to be a melech from Beis Yehuda, the melech should only come from Beis Yehuda. And they shouldn't have to rely on each other regarding parnasa. And the third thing they say, and don't allow the tefillahs of the Ovid Drachim to come in, ignore the tefillahs. Because the people traveling with Davin, that it shouldn't rain. They wanted their travels to be pleasant. They didn't want it to be muddy and wet and cold. So the few moments you have, once a year to daven, the Kohen Gadol asks three things that the Malchus Beis David should continue to exist. That we shouldn't have to rely on each other. So those two make sense. We have to have the proper king, the proper government, parnasa we need, but not to allow the Ovid Drachim to come in. If we're davening that we should have parnasa, we're davening for rain, so why have to daven that their tefillah shouldn't be answered? And aren't there more important things to daven for, like refuah, that there should be health in the world, there should be less death, less disease, more learning, more mitzvahs, more bein adam l'chaveru, more derech eretz, to ask that the tefillah over drachem not be answered is what we ask for? It seems like the Kohen Gadol misses the boat. He misses his opportunity, his chance to daven the once a year. In the Kodesh Kodashim. have to understand the power of tefillah. The Medrash says, it's also Gemara and Brachos, V'ani tefillah afsi l'cha Hashem eis ratzon. The Melech says, I daven to Hashem in an eis ratzon. And when's an eis ratzon, says the Medrash, B'shah she'atibur mispalin. That's the great Indian of davening in the minyan. It becomes an eis ratzon. Lefikach, says the Medrash, Tzarech adam l'hashkim l'tefillah. A person has to wake up early to daven. Why? How important is davening, says the Medrash? She'ein lecha gedolah min ha'tefillah. There's nothing greater than tefillah. Tefillah is the greatest thing. Rav Yochanan says, the Gemara Brachos, halavai we daven all day long. Tefillah should override learning. How do we know it's so great? That tefillah is so great, says the Medrash? She'rei Moshe nigzar alav sheli kanei shlaretz. Moshe Beinu was decreed upon not to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and also decreed upon Shlo Lerosa that he shouldn't be zochet to even see it. But Al Sharhir Bib Betfilas is Moshe Beinu Davin so much he was zochet Vayeri Hashem Es Kol Haaretz that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him the land. He wasn't able to enter, but he was able to see. The decree was he couldn't even see it, and he davened. And tefillah for Moshe Beinu worked. As it says, Eschanon El Hashem Be'isa Ilei Mor Hashem, and he davened to Hashem. And the Gematria of Eschanon is 515, the same Gematria of Tefillah, which is also 515. The Moshe Beinu davened 515 times, Ve'eschanon and Tefillah, until finally he was answered. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't daven anymore. And the significance of Eschanon and Gematria 515 is because the Gemara tells us, the Pasuk says, V'hochu amim rabim v'amru l'chu v'nal el harashem abeis elokei Yaakov. And Klai Yisrael will enter into the base, the bais, the house of the God of Yaakov. Why the God of Yaakov? Why not the God of Avram, the God of Yitzchak? So Gemara says, Avram saw har bais as a har. Yitzchak saw it as a sada, as it says, l'suach basada. And Yaakov saw har bais as a bais, as it says, hamakom ahu beis el. In the Gematria of Machane, we know there are different encampments around the Mishkan, around the Beis Hamikdash. The Gematria of Machane is 103. The Gematria of Har in Hakolel is 206, two times Machane. The Gematria of Sade is 309, three times Machane. The Gematria of Bayis is 410, four times Machane. These are all multiples of 103. In the Gematria of Tefillah, of Eschanon 515, it's a 103 times 5. So Moshe Beinu davened from the Avos who created the Tefillah. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe built upon them. So Tefillah goes all the way back to the Avos, to Moshe Beinu. And because of the Tefillah, Moshe Beinu was granted entrance. He was able to be Rohan Mavir Nezra HaGezerah. He was able to remove the Gezerah from Moshe Beinu. He was able to see. That's how powerful Tefillah is. Gemara says further, Gedola tefila yosim imaisim tovim. Tefila is greater than maisim tovim. Shein lecha gadol b'maisim tovim yosim imoshe beinu. No one greater than Moshe in performing maisim tovim. Yet Moshe beinu was only answered because of tefila, not because of his maisim tovim. And Gemara Brachos says that gedola tefila min karbanos. So tefila is greater than karbanos. Tefillah is greater than Ma'isim Tovim. Tefillah is greater than Talmud Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says, halvai we learn all day. Rather, halvai we daven all day instead of learn. Tefillah was created by the Avos and by Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim that Am Yisrael was depressed after hearing 98 klalos in Parshas Kisavo and another 49 in Parshas Bechukosai. They're being flooded with klalos. They began to lose any ambition. And Moshe Beinu says to them, don't be so concerned. Hariatem kayamim lefanav. Are you still standing? Did anything happen to you? And what the Chida explains is that Nitzavim Hayom, Atem Nitzavim Hayom is through your nitzavim, through your amida, through your shmona esrei, through your tefillah, that's how you will be protected. By simply davening to Hashem, you'll be protected from all klolos, from all tochachas. That's how powerful tefillah is. Kedar Raita, there are 26 times we say Yud Kevavke, Hashem's name in tefillah, at least in the nusach of the chida. And each Yud Kevavke is the gematria is 26. Yud Kevavke is 26. So we say Yud Kevavke 26 times in tefillah. 26 times 26 equals 676. There are exactly 676 words in the Tochacha, in Parshas Kisavo. So when we daven the Amida, when we daven Shemona Esrei, when we say 26 times Yud Kevavke, we say 676, it protects us from the 676 words in the Tochacha. Pasuk says, Raos, Rabos Raos, Tzadik, Umikula Metzlenu Hashem. There are Rabos Raos, there's a lot of evil that goes upon Tzadik. The Gematria Raos is 676. It's a reference to the Tochacha, the amount of words in the Tochacha. There are many bad things that can happen to a person, but Kula Metzlenu, you'll be saved from all them by Mikula Mitzlenu Hashem. By saying Hashem's name, by davening to Hashem, you'll be protected. But tefillah is so great, it protects us from all klolos. Tefillah is so powerful. Parsha Shmos, in describing Am Yisrael, in the Avdus in Mitzrayim, Vayihi Bayamim Maharabim Haheim, Vayamas Melech Mitzrayim, the Melech Mitzrayim died, Vayanchu B'nei Yisrael B'nei Avodah, they started to moan. An exhaustion from the avoda. Vayizaku, they screamed out, Vatal, Shavasim Elokim and Havoda, and their Shavasim, their voice was heard in Shemayim. Vayishma Elokim Esnakasim, then he heard. Vayizka Elokim, then he remembered as Bruso, as Avram Yitzchak, as Yaakov. Vayar Elokim as Bnei Israel, then he saw them. Vayed Elokim, then he knew. And the Ramban wants to know why he heard, he remembered, he saw, he knew. These are four different ways of saying the same thing. He remembered Am Yisrael, he saved them. Says the Ramban, Herich HaKosul Ahaz Gitanos Rabos Begulosim. The Torah extends itself, lengthens the discussion. Vayishma, Vayizka, Vayar, Vayeda. Because even though it wasn't yet time for them to be redeemed, they weren't fit to be redeemed. They were so tame. They were rishayim. Because tzaka, because they screamed, and because they davened, kibel tfilosam birachmim. The tefillah was answered. Even someone who's so low, a people that was so low like we were in Mitzrayim, so full of tumah and filth and rishis, through tefillah, even a rasha could be answered. Mar Moed Katan tells us that a person, although he can't get married in Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to get engaged. You can't get married on Chol HaMoed because it's a simcha, ein marvin simcha b'simcha. You can't mix two simchas together. But you're allowed to get engaged. Because if you don't chap this woman, someone else might chap her. Shema yikdemu acher. So in order to reserve her, to protect her for yourself, you're allowed to get engaged on Chol HaMoed. So Rabbi Gemara asks, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say that b'chol yom v'yom, every single day? A bas kol comes out and says, bas ploni liploni, that this girl is going to marry this boy. So it's already destined who's going to marry who. So what's the rush? Wait a few days till after Yechol HaMoed, after Yantiv is over. So Gemara explains, shema yikdemenu acher b'rachamim. Because someone might chap this girl, even though it's for you, through rachamim, through tefillah, through davening, you could change what's been destined, what's been called out by the bas kol. That's how powerful tefillah is. There's a story by Rav Shalom Mordechai HaKohen Shadron. One time his son inherited big pardes, very valuable. Required a lot of tipul, a lot of maintenance. He wanted to sell it right away. get some money, didn't have to, even though it was very profitable to hold on to it, it was too much time, too much effort. And one time he met a Talmud of his who had a base medjish. Lamde Tinyokos, for children to learn. And he requested that his children say a Perek Tilim each day until he sells it. But he forgot, the Talmud forgot to tell the Bnei Yeshiva to daven and say Tehillim. He wanted to know how he knew, how the Rebbe knew that he forgot. How do you know that the Talmud forgot to remind the children to daven to say Tehillim? Answered, because I didn't sell it yet. It was so clear to him that they daven, the kids were to daven, it would mamish make the sale go through. So when he ran to that Talmud again and asked him, reminded him to daven, he said, oh, I completely forgot. So he told the Bnei Yeshiva to say Tehillim after davening that he should sell the land. And a few days later, Yitaka sold the land. To be on a certain level to trust that Tefillah can mamish change. Tefillah can mamish make things happen. Whether it becomes for Parnasa, for Gashmius, even for Ruchnius. This story about a boy by the name of Shimshon. And Shimshon was a young boy, 8 years old. It was Shavuos night and he wanted to join his father in learning Tikkun Leil Shavuos. And Shimshon's father said, you're too young, it's better for you to go to sleep and we'll learn tomorrow, you can't stay up all night. And Shimshon begged and begged and begged. He wanted to really, really come. His father said, this conversation's over. You're too young. Boys your age don't come and learn. It's healthier. It's better for you to go to sleep tonight and we'll learn tomorrow. His father gets on his coat and walks out of shul. He walks out of the house, goes to shul. He walks 10 minutes to get to the base medrash. Sits down about to learn and he starts feeling very guilty. I felt so bad. Shimshon was so sad. Maybe I should have taken him. But I'm ready here now for me to go back and pick him up. Another 10 minutes to get him. Another 10 minutes to come back. It's going to be a waste of time. And Shimshon's father is busy struggling. And finally decides, okay, let me go pick up my son Shimshon. He gets up. Goes back to the house and he's walking in the house. Shimshon standing by the door with his coat and all ready to go as if he was waiting for his father to come home. And his father opens the door and says, okay, Shimshon, I'm here, ready to take you back. I'm ready to take you. I decided you're right. Let's come learn with me. And then he looks at Shimshon and he sees he's already standing by the door. He says, how do you know I was coming back to get you? And Shimshon responded that because I davened for you to come back. It was so obvious to Shimshon that if you daven, your tefillahs will be answered. We can now understand what the Kohen Gadol asked, that the tefillahs of the Ovri Dachim don't be answered. The Saba Mikelm explained that tefillah is so powerful, it could change mitzias. Tefillah is so powerful no matter who it comes from. If it comes from the Omek HaLev, from the depths of the heart, if it comes from a Rasha, comes from anybody, tefillah is so powerful, even the Ovri Drachim, even though it goes against everybody else, it goes against what the Kohen Gadol wants. It's so powerful. And therefore we dafka have to ask on Yom Kippur that tefillahs are not being answered from the Ovri D'Rachim. That's exactly what the Gemara in Makos tells us, the Mishnah Makos tells us, that the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim would go bring food to the people sent to our Miklat. Lach is that a person murders someone accidentally, b'shogeg, he sent to Golas, he sent to Ari Mikla until the Kohen Gadol dies. So the mothers of the Kohen Gadol were concerned that they're going to daven that their children, the Kohen Gadol, dies. So who cares? How can you daven for someone to die? Elamai, we see that tefillah is so powerful that it could cause the Kohen Gadol to die. So the mothers of the Kohen Gadol have to feed them, give them food to appease them, so they shouldn't daven for him to die. The tefillahs of the Ovri D'Rachim are so powerful. The Kohen Gadol has to daven on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kedoshim that the tefillahs of the Ovri D'Rachim are not answered. That's the power of the tefillahs from anybody. From Ovri D'Rachim, from Rotchim, from Rishayim, from us. That's lesson one, what we learn from the Kohen Gadol's tefillahs. If the Ovri D'Rachim's tefillahs are meaningful, then certainly our tefillahs are meaningful. But more than that, perhaps Kohen Gadol should have said a couple more sentences about needs for refuah, less death, less disease. Kadosh Baruch Hu also wants to teach us, he wants our tefillahs. Dafka our tefillahs. The way we connect to Hashem is through tefillah. Tefillah is so powerful that anybody has the ability to ask for anything. But tefillah is also so powerful that we're supposed to connect. We're not supposed to rely on the Kohen Gadol to ask for what we need. As an Am Yisrael, as a tzibur, there are certain things that Kohen Gadol has to ask on a global level. But as an individual, the lashon of tefillah, as Rashi explains, Lashon Naftali, it means tefillah, also means tzimid psil, to connect, to be mischaber two things. Tefillah is a way of us connecting to Hashem, like Naftali, like a psil. Nischar chabarti, we're connecting to Hashem, it's a chibur. So that's why we don't want the Kohen Gadol to daven too long, because we don't want him to take away our tefillahs. We need to connect to Hashem. So these are the two lessons. Number one is that even though Ovri D'Rachim's tefillahs have koach, so certainly our tefillahs has koach. Number two is that we have to daven on our own. We need to connect to Hashem personally, each one of us. And that's our zocha, to tshuva, tefillah, tztaka, mavir neser agzera. Yom Kippur is a day of tefillah, the only day of the year we daven five times, nila. We're davening all day long, like Malachim. It's a way to connect to Hashem on a completely different level. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we should take advantage of this Yom Kippur. Take advantage of recognizing our tefillahs, how powerful they really are, and recognize that this is our opportunity to connect to Hashem. Gemara Chasima Tova.